Hello and welcome to our lesson today as we conclude in this little book of Jude. The subject is contending for the faith. As we get into the end of this little chapter, we find from verse 20 on through 25 the formula for victory. Let's read it. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now, the whole focus here of this little book is to keep us from falling in this age of apostasy. It is a call for action. As you go back to the beginning of this little book, in verse number 3, it's talking about contending. That is a purpose to achieve something. You're going to contend for something. Remembering, in verse 5 and 17, demands thinking about what we want to achieve. Building, verse 20, is putting parts together over a period of time. Praying is communing with the Lord. Keeping something, in verse 21, is to maintain something, keep it in working order. Looking, in verse 21, is directing our attention in a specific area. And then compassion, verse 22, is to have a concern for the misfortune of others. Pulling, the Bible says, is to move something or someone in your direction, and saving them is preventing them from going to waste. Now, let's go back and look at these. First of all, contending, verse number 3. If we're going to contend, we're going to have a specific purpose to achieve something. For example, if a boxer steps in the ring, he has a specific purpose to achieve something. That is, he wants to contend against his opponent. At that particular time, he is not concerned about how he's going to finish his rec room. What he's concerned about here is how he's going to finish off his opponent. So he needs to determine to succeed in achieving a specific result, and that specific result in this situation that we're looking at today is to how to have the victory in the age of apostasy. Now, if we're going to contend, it requires some things. First of all, it'll take time, it'll take an effort, it'll take skill, and it'll take courage. For step into a boxing ring against someone who has one other goal, and that is to put you down, that takes courage. A call for action in contending in verse number 3, it's talking about contending for the faith. Now, if we're going to contend for something, for it means to be in support of something. So we're in support of contending for the faith. The faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Now, for the last 2,000 years, we preached what the Bible says to preach, but recently we have dumped the doctrine of repentance. You can't get a crowd, and that's been our goal. We got to get the numbers up. Well, you can't get a crowd by telling them they have to repent. They'll turn away from that. So what we have to do is we have to dump repentance, and we read in 1 Peter, 2 Peter, that is referred to as a damnable heresy, a heresy that will damn us for hell forever if we fall for it. And the whole purpose of this portion of Scripture is to keep us from falling for what is being presented in this age of apostasy. And so we are to contend for the faith, in support of the faith once delivered unto the saints. Then we see in verse 5 and 17, remembering, and that has to do with thinking about the past. What we have seen and what we have experienced over the years. I can look back, as I mentioned before, I was saved when I was 12 years old. I'm now 77 years old. I can look back. I've seen a lot of situations where the Lord has delivered me out of situations that were a little bit scary. And as you look back on what we've experienced in the Lord, we know that He is able to keep us in every situation. The hymn writer has said, He is able to deliver thee. Then we have a building program here, verse number 20. That is simply putting all the pieces together. If you have a jigsaw puzzle and you throw that puzzle out of the box on the table, it's just a pile of confusion. But if you put the pieces together, you get the bigger picture. And that is exactly what it's talking about here when it's talking about building. We got to put all the pieces together. That also takes an effort and it takes time. Then it says praying. We need to get instructions as to how to do all the things we need to do. And the Bible says in Romans 8 and 26, the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us. And the word there is itself, it's been translated himself and should be translated himself. The Holy Spirit is not an it. Then it's talking in verse 21, keeping something. Keeping yourselves. Now, the self-life of a Christian, or an unsaved person for that matter, a self-life of a person is his mind, his will, and his emotions. We have a whole series on our website on dealing with our feelings, and that's what it's talking about here. We'll get into that in another series on a later date. Then it's talking about looking in verse number 21, and that is our directing our attention to something specific. And so we need to ask ourselves the question today, what is getting my attention these days? Or who is getting my attention these days? What are we looking for? The Bible says when these things begin to come to pass, one after another, as they are today, then look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Then we have compassion in verse number 22, which is a genuine concern for the circumstances of others. A concern is what we regard as important. And verse 23 and 24 says, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, we could take quite a while on each one of these. We're just giving a simple, quick outline. I hope you'll take these things and study them for yourselves. But as we conclude this little book of Jude, it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Then as we get into 2 Peter, and I never realized before how close 2 Peter and the book of Jude are. I think maybe Jude might have been reading some of the stuff that Peter wrote, because Jude said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And then in 2 Peter 1:10, it says, if you do these things, ye shall never fall. And so that's where we're going to go now that we've concluded this second, this little series in Jude. We're going to go to the book of 2 Peter and see, if you do these things, you shall never fall. Well, we don't want to fall, so let's learn what these things are. Be sure and be with us for our next broadcast.